Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster, and a big shout out to all of our Christian Television Network audience. And joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
The producer, the one who organizes everything and makes sure everybody knows everything just in time so there's no extra work. Just a little shout out to everybody in the way. And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
My goodness, if you've been missing these programs, you've got to make sure, if you missed them, you can catch them at VFNTV.com. And know this, are also on our app. But these prophetic words that are being loose and the things that came out of the One Thing Conference, you know, we got a chance to talk about that and Francis Chan that we were just talking about in the previous programs. But listen, today you're going to hear Pat Robinson share about a time he went to go be with God, spend some time alone with the Lord, begin to be in prayer. And of course, you know, people do that. The question is, how accurate are you when you hear from the Lord? Because when you start getting together with all these folks who hear from God, it's like, hey, that's exactly 80% of that is what God told me. And somebody says, yes, 60% is what God told me. And you narrow it down. It's like, well, we can be confident at least 50% of this, we're all hearing that. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it, we'll find out, you know, we all know in part and prophesy in part. And when you hear today, and you're going to see, although on Christian Television Network, but also you're going to be able to see it at VFNTV.com if you're listening to us on the radio or on the app, know this, that you're going to be encouraged. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times, as we've been saying all along. We've been talking about this. We've been preparing for it. But he talks about the financial crisis and, you know, coming. And you're looking at, of course, we know about the four blood moons. And NASA's saying it's going to start April 15th, which happens to be 12 months to the day that happened from the Boston bombing that took place. That 5 days prior to that, God spoke to me and showed me this was going to take place. And John Paul Jackson, which you can go to The Perfect Storm at VFNTV.com. Just go there, scroll down, look down. You see the banner, click on it, and you can see all these things about that are coming to pass, the headlines, and some are still yet to come to pass. And this is just rapidly firing things happening so quickly. But I want to encourage you that focus on love. If you missed the earlier program that we talked about, the vast ocean of God's love. You know, begin to pray that God will direct you into that vast ocean of his love. You can find this at VFNTV.com, click on the torch or your app or watch it on a previous program. But listen, we need to get in a revelation of God's love. And as a matter of fact, God spoke to Pat Robinson about love. So we'll be talking about that and you'll be seeing him in a little bit as well. Plus, hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about this prophetic word given by Bob Jones that was delivered again from
Paul Keith Davis,
that it shows us a reason why God said, well, no, not Northern Texas. No, this is where I want you to be now. And God redeems. Mm-hmm. And the moment, I remember the moment and the time that God shifted the Gulf Coast region. Mm-hmm. I remember the day. It was like a Wednesday or something. And you remember that day when we were coming out of the studio? That was the day that he just said, okay, I'm going to shift everything. And my spiritual father, brother, John Kilpatrick, prophesied that you're not going to have to move because I'm going to move the people there. I'm going to shift. And then when we listen, the very first word that somebody speaks to me in the city is the very same thing that God said to me. I'm like, woo, you go, God, you know, and so many things are happening. So there's good things in store. There's a reason. And understand that the VFN-TV studios and our broadcasting around the world comes out of this region, which I believe is going to be a region that's going to bless the world again. And we'll get a chance to talk about that because I know that John and I were a part of that in a way of, you hear thing about a lighthouse and you hear thing about the Brownsville revival outpouring and some things that God's going to do. And spoken of by Young Yi Cho, reaffirmed by
Bob Jones,
and then Paul Keith Davis. So it's exciting. It's going to be a very, very exciting day. But the first thing we want to go to, I want you to hear this word. Now, Pat Robinson went away to spend time with God and to hear what the Lord has in store, seeking for what the Lord has in store for 2014. Of course, he's humble about it and says, you know, we'll just see. But based on my past experiences and what we're hearing, it kind of lands. It lands right in there. But listen to it. You can see it at Christian Television Network, and you can see it at VFNTV.com if you're listening to the radio. Listen up.
So every year, Pat, you go up in the mountains and spend some time with the Lord and praying, and you were up there at your mountain. What did the Lord tell you for 2014?
Well, I spent a lot of time praying. This is a long time. Last year, there was so much ice, and I couldn't even get up there. But this time, I was up there by myself in the mountain, and I had several days. So what was the message? I think what I said to the staff was love, that we've got to exercise. God is love. God is love. He's also light, and we have to walk in the light as he is in the light. Now, what is he going to do this year? Well, now, I offer that, Wendy, with humility, saying, let's see what happens. And, you know, check it out when the year's over. Was I right or wrong? But number one, I think that the world is going to be in chaos this year. We're not going to have a unified world. And I think sometime during the year, there's going to be some kind of a credit crisis. And I think China is going to lead the way. I think we'd be very sad. You know, that whole economy is like a house of cards. And when it starts falling, it can affect the entire world because the Chinese purchases of raw material, goods, you know, you look at all the markets, whether it's gold, whether it's silver, whether it's copper, whether it's aluminum, whether it's steel, whether it's timber, all those things sucked in by the Chinese economy. So if they start having trouble, it'll be trouble for everybody else. The other thing is, I do believe that the Iranians will have a nuclear device before the end of the year. And Obama's using a tactic of containment. That's not going to work. We used to say we're not going to let them have it. Now they're going to say, well, we're just going to contain it. Well, that's a bad policy. The next thing is, I do believe that the Republicans will win control of the Congress, but they will not have a veto-proof majority, so they'll be able to pass some stuff, but unless they can get Democrats to go along with them, they cannot override a presidential veto. The other thing is, I think that the president is going to be severely, severely hampered. I think America is going to turn against him much more so than now as that Affordable Care thing starts biting hard as it is. He's going to be discredited terribly. And as a process, I think that he's going to withdraw. He likes Hawaii. He spent a lot of time in Hawaii. And he probably figured, you know, okay, I've done my thing. Now let's go surfing. I mean, really, he's got a big airplane to ride around in. He's got a big staff. He's got a big expensive limousine to ride in. And he can just go bopping around the world, and he doesn't have to govern. And I don't think he's going to because he can't get anything through. What else? I'm trying to think. I didn't...
Spiritually speaking, did the Lord say anything about...
Well, I think spiritually is more important than any of the rest of it. There's going to be a great move of God. And the thing that God was impressing on me is what really the command of Jesus, ordinary, if I can use that term, it's not such a thing as an ordinary Christian. Every Christian is extraordinary. Right. But just people in the pews, just regular Christians who are filled with the Spirit are going to do extraordinary things. There's going to be tremendous healing. People will be able to pray and have their prayers answered. There will be a move of God, and it'll be the greatest year in the history of the church. It'll be unbelievable all around the world. And I think Islam is going to be in retreat. Instead of advancing, it's going to be retreating. And, you know, onward Christian soldiers. This is God's hour for his church, and it's going to be very exciting, despite of what you may read in the papers. God's message is going to be one of victory for his people.
That is very good news.
Yeah.
And what you were saying, that God was just saying that the most important thing for us to do
is to love each other.
Because the Bible says, where there's unity, I will command a blessing.
You know, I was reading Ezekiel today, and it's God says, now they will know that I am the Lord. Oh, what does that mean? I mean, they'll know I'm the Lord. It's a big deal. But if you read the Hebrew, what God is saying, now they'll know that I am, and his name is He who causes everything else to be. So now they will know that I am He who causes everything else to be. He's not on a par with Allah or Baal or any of those people or any of those phony deities from antiquity. He is the one who causes everything to be. And so he says, I am love itself. I am light. And he's saying to his people, walk in light, and I will give you the answers to your prayers. I will be with you. It's going to be a great year, folks, a great year, whatever happens politically. I mean, it's going to be a great year, but it'll be, in terms of the finances of the world, it's going to be chaotic.
Yeah.
This is such an encouraging word, and it just kind of, it's a convergence is the kind of words that we use, is that it's all coming together. And understand that that a powerful move of God happens quite often in the context of great struggle. People look up when their backs are on the ground. Mm. When there's nowhere else to turn, that's when people look up. And God's cool with that. God will accept that. That's, if you read Hosea, that's what he said. He says, you know, I'll turn you over to your lovers and they'll use you up, and you'll find out they're not the ones that provide for you. You'll find out that they're not the ones that have been providing for you. And then when they've used you up and they don't even want you, then I'll come and I will come to you, and I'll begin to whisper in your ear, and I'll begin to restore to you one thing at a time. So you're seeing, it's always been me that's been loving you. It's always that me that provided for you. It wasn't, the job didn't give you stuff. I gave you the job. And then when you were at the job, I gave you the wisdom and I blessed the work of your hands. See, other people work really, really hard with their hands, but they don't accept me and their work's not blessed. I blessed the work of your hands. That's why it happened that way. And all of a sudden you start getting this right perspective, and God's cool with that. And he says, then you'll no longer call me your boss, but you'll call me your husband, the one that holds me together. You know, the band that holds this whole thing together called my life. And he'll restore it. So this is time for you. And this is why we've been telling folks for quite some time, is prepare yourself to minister. Everybody, and this is so confirming to listen to what Pat's talking about, because everybody's called to minister. Mm-hmm. It's not that man in the cloth. That's Tarzan. It's us. Everybody is a believer. The same Jesus lives inside of you. And most American Christians know more than third world nations will ever know about God. It's time for you to start telling somebody about what you know and begin, not only get discipled now. I encourage you, get discipled now. Begin to abide with God now. Go to iabide.org and abide with this God that you claim to know. Get to know his voice. Let him get to know you. And then in that, start being discipled again. Get back to the basic foundations of discipleship. Why? Because you need to be a disciple. That's what he called you to be. Secondly, how are you going to make somebody something you're not? How are you going to make disciples? And we're called to make disciples. You can find out more about this at iabide.org. iabide.org. We'll be right back after this message.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at vfntv.com. We'll be right back.
How often have you stopped to consider the power of your words? This is Focus on the Family Minute, and I'm John Fuller. Well, we've all heard that schoolyard chant that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But that's really not true. Words do hurt. Here's Priscilla Shire.
The Bible says that life and death are in the power of your tongue and the power of my tongue. Are you speaking life over your family or death? Are you speaking life over those things that God has placed in your sphere of influence, or are you speaking death? What is coming out of your mouth? James chapter 3 says that the tongue is one of the smallest instruments of your body that can set aflame the entire course of your life. Is your life on fire? It might have to do with the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Words are powerful. They can bring hurt or healing. And that's a good reminder to speak well for the good of others and yourself. You can hear Priscilla's entire inspirational message today at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
You know, there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America. The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-outright attack is on the natural father, because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and he's trying to break down, give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, he made a roadmap. He made a way to him, a bridge to him. He loves you so much. And he wants you so much in his family. He wants to be your father that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Listen,
You can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. We share a couple of our stories to kind of give you a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find him, meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. John, do you know the VFN TV app is out, right? I think it's 4.0, man.
4.0.
That is so cool. And they're doing a wonderful job at designing it and putting it together. And yes, everything that we're saying and doing is available now on the VFN TV app. All you got to do is go to your app store, type in VVictor, VFN TV, and it just shows up. Or you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the appropriate store, whichever one you actually have your phone with. But it's so important. You can listen to highlights. You can listen to the programs. You can listen to us live. We're live 24/7, 7 days a week. And some encouraging words, some any prophetic words that are coming out. You know, God's news behind the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. Listen, get the app. It's totally free, by the way. Go to your app store and find it today. Just type in VFN TV. It'll pop up. Download it for free or go to VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, hello, I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We're going to go right into this word that was originally spoken in 1994.
Correct.
About Pensacola, Florida.
Yes.
And that's where Escambia County, that's where the VFN TV studios are at. That's where so much has happened. And this word has come up again, and kind of give a foundation how it came up again. So and it's from Bob Jones.
It's from Bob Jones. Originally, the Lord brought this word to me as I was just spending some time looking for some information and just nothing related to this. And God brought this word to me about a word that God had shared with Bob Jones and Rick Joyner regarding the Gulf Coast. And I thought, wow, that was pretty awesome, and just kind of let that sit. And just recently, this is some months ago, and just recently during the One Thing Conference, a good buddy of mine, Ryan Wilson, we got together and we're fellowshipping and going after God and had a really wonderful time. We just stirred in our spirits about what God's getting ready to do in the nation and what mm-hmm. God's getting ready to do on the Gulf Coast, and in particular in Pensacola. And as we were talking, he says, you know, Paul Keith Davis shared this word not too long ago, about maybe 6 months ago, at the Pensacola House of Prayer regarding this prophetic word that was given to Bob Jones about this great outpouring and what God's getting ready to do. I said, oh, my goodness, you know, it's kind of a convergence. And I said, well, I got to hear this word. I got to know, you know, is it recorded? It's, you know.
And Pensacola House of Prayer is Joe Miller and Arnie McCall had a desire to have just a house of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been faithful since they came mm-hmm. from Tulsa. Wow. As they come into the region to be able to work on that vision, and it's been going. So that's just a little foundation there.
Yeah. So, which, you know, got together in fellowship, and it was wonderful, and we just stirred for the city, but God wouldn't let
this He's a graduate word. From Brownsville Revival School of Ministry, which birthed out of the revival.
Yes, okay. Yes. Soul winner, loves God, just awesome man of God. And God reconnected us again, which was really beautiful. And so the word was just still in my heart, and I said, I got to find this word. I got to see right. what God shared with Bob Jones, and we want to share it with you because we really believe it's a now word.
Because it's a word that has yet come to pass, and our God is a God who redeems. I mean, mm-hmm. He doesn't speak something and it doesn't happen. We may mess it up, and then He'll lose the next generation, yeah. or He'll fix us down the road, and it comes to pass again. But what he says, He's not a man that He would lie. But the mm-hmm. Son of Man, that He would change His mind. He doesn't speak and not act or promise and not fulfill. I mean, with first coming out of Egypt, he wanted them to come into the promised land, that generation, but they couldn't do it. So the next generation, the Joshua generation, went in. Everything happened just like God said it was going to mm-hmm. happen. It happened to be different folks that did it.
Wow.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
So the timing of this word, in fact, I mean, I've heard Paul Keith Davis say that he feels that the fulfillment of this word is soon. It's like now it's upon us.
Right.
And so that's why there was a reposting of this word and even sharing it and even declaring it
and we're
again.
Talking about this 2014, just so you know,
yes.
this is not some old broadcast. This
yeah.
is now. Mm-hmm.
And he was declaring it and releasing that word again over the region when Paul Keith Davis came over here in Pensacola. And
which we, where we've labored for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So,
so read it. Start reading
this
word.
It's called Lighthouse Vision. This is found on we will make this related for you on the Torch, but this was reposted. The source is Bob Jones Ministry. But I'm just going to ahead and read it for you. August 1st, 1994, the Lighthouse Vision.
It's interesting that it's Lighthouse because one of the things that we had done is that when everybody came from all around the world to experience what God was doing in the outpouring of the Brownsville Revival, thousands would stand in line for all day long, and we would actually give them umbrellas, sunscreen, food, chairs, ice, drinks.
Everything.
All this stuff. And we met the Church of the World. Mm-hmm. We met the whole Church of the World. It was amazing.
Wasn't it? The Lighthouse.
At the Lighthouse. And then a prophetic word that was spoken over, somebody says, I think this is supposed to be called the Lighthouse.
Mm.
And so we put that big sticker, the Lighthouse sticker on there. And it's just kind of, you know, just hearing this. Just, all these things mean a lot to us. We were kind of in the fabric of watching what God's doing.
Yeah. Well, here it is. In the vision, I was told that Pastor Cho from South Korea gave a prophecy for Pensacola, Florida, and the prophecy is true and will shortly come to pass, releasing a new move of the Spirit. The Lord said that He is going to transfer Prayer Mountain to Pensacola, Florida, and a powerful move of God is going to be birthed from it.
This is important because prayer. Is part of it. That's what Young E. Cho is known for, who gave the original word about what God was going to do on the Gulf Coast, is Prayer Mountain in South Korea.
Which is 1 million believers, I believe, go to Prayer Mountain.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And since then, you know, IHOP Kansas City, you know, has been birthed. And we've been walking it out, maturing in that. That's what Arnie and Joe are trying to do in Pensacola at Pensacola House of Prayer, and been doing, you know, faithfully. And, Yolanda, who was just watching, I don't know if you're listening today or watching us on Christian Television Network, but she's 75 years old. And, she was in the time of Germany where, the mayor ordered her and her family to go to the concentration camp. She's 75. And, Yolanda Dupree. And the mayor immediately got throat cancer and died, which gave them time to get to America based on what she's telling me. And a long story short, she was actually at the Brownsville Revival just as an intercessor and praying during that time. But she also went to Brother Kilpatrick, John Kilpatrick's church in Alabama, Church of His Presence, for 3 years, but God had called her back. Well, she was coming back, and this area between Mobile, Daphne, and Pensacola is a very specific, prophetically spoken of area for what God's doing in the nation. So they stopped off at a restaurant to get something to eat. And if you know how intercession works, all of a sudden God will just hit you. That happened to us when we were fixing to go to Israel. We were in Canada and we're about to take off. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember. I was like, oh no, this is not good. We're on a plane. we're just now taking off. I think you were mesmerized by the roll they served you. But anyway, the guy was moving. Remember that? It's a roll. Those were the days, right?
It was a hockey puck.
It was a hockey puck. and what she said was, I mean, God just, intercession came over, and she says she's an intercessor. But understand, she is a German Jewish, she's Jewish, believer.
Fire Mountain, right?
Yeah, well, she's, well, German Jewish believer, and have been an intercession, and here she's coming back. They stop at this restaurant. The restaurant's called Fire Mountain. And then God begins to immediately speak to her and says, I'm going to establish. Now, she doesn't know what we know. I'm going to establish in this area Fire Mountain.
Wow.
The mountain of God. And so, which is confirming, you know, what you're saying right here. I know we want to just break it down because we want to have this word, you know, inside of us and say, you know what? We're not going to let it go to the next generation. We're gonna grab a hold of this and humble ourselves. And say, God, you know, let it be. So that just happened. She just called. You know, she was watching this on Christian Television Network, and she called us up, and she began to share this testimony. And then she just—I mean, it was a lot of things. I'm gonna be having hopefully an interview with her soon, and just be able to share a lot of things that have happened. But it's pretty powerful things. And so that just kind of confirms again that. And we all been working on growing and maturing in how do you pray 24 hours a day? How do you pray? Mm-hmm. I mean, and we've been growing that. It's taken us 5 years to get one day down. And we're still working on that. And but praise God.
Praise God.
For that day. And God's just been answering left and right. Okay.
She says, I am not aware of it in the natural, but I was told in the vision that he, Cho, received this revelation and brought the prophecy in a number of places. I was told that this outpouring will produce repentance leading to true godly righteousness, producing power evangelism. The Lord said he wants to restore the lighthouse in the Pensacola area, bringing a sanctifying light to the leaderships. It's actually an invitation or opportunity for Pensacola region to restore this lighthouse and produce a great light that will bring a let me repeat that again. An invitation or opportunity for Pensacola region to restore this lighthouse and produce a great light that will begin a move of God that will eventually cover this entire nation.
Listen, we have so much. We're going to talk to you about the Pensacola City being the womb of the nation and so much more in our next program. We're coming to the end of today's program. Understand it's four programs back to back. The big question I want to ask on our next program is, does that mean we have to serve concessions to the church? We fed the church naturally, fed them spiritually, but now it's time to be the church like never before. It's amazing when you talk about that. It's time for the lighthouse to be restored. Like, no, really? No, is it really?
Oh, no.
But it's amazing what God is doing. This is very exciting. You were listening to a word by Bob Jones that Paul Keith Davis was bringing back and said it has yet to be established, and it's about to be established. We will talk again and continue in our next program. Make sure you join us.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, every one of us go through times in our life where it just seems hopeless. As a matter of fact, I remember watching young people who had on their windshields with vinyl lettering. The words were hopeless. I couldn't believe that. Why would you put that? Don't put that on your, you know, and I can understand. Maybe it's a cry of your heart. You're going, listen, I need hope. Well, I got news for you that right now on your on VFNTV.com or on your VFNTV app, and you can find it by going to your browser and type in VFNTV.com, and it'll lead you through the steps to be able to have it on your iPhone or your mobile device or your iPad or iPod or your all the wonderful stuff that they have out there. And so, but with that, you can get hope, because you got to understand that, you know, when you think about Abraham, against all hope, in hope, he still believed. It's okay. A lot of times we're looking and said, okay, I've looked at the evidence. I looked at my inabilities. I looked at my finances. I looked at my relationship. I looked at what everybody's saying about me. I've looked at all these different things. But you can do that. You can look at your reality. It's okay in God to look at your reality. And in the natural sense, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
But you still can have hope against that hope, but it's a different hope. It's called faith. It says, now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. And it's hope. It's that kind of hope. You know, inside of me, it hasn't manifested yet, but what I'm believing God for is going to come to pass. And, you know, and I have a dream. I literally have a dream that God is going to pour out a third great awakening. I know, obviously, you know, that, you know, the church is going to have to be, you know, in agreement with what God is saying. But I'm just believing you. That's why we're on VFN TV and VFN Radio, to be able to talk to you and encourage you. Listen, it's God's got good plans in store for you. Good plans in store for you. And I have a dream.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. With your your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome all of our Christian Television Network audience. Joining me today, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
If you've been joining our programs lately, we've been talking about so much prophecy and so many words of encouragement. And one of those words was some of the words coming out of the One Thing Conference. You got to catch them. Go to VFNTV.com to get them. But we're going to continue what we started in our last program, talking about this word that's been loosed over the Gulf Coast region, you know, where VFNTV studios are located at. And God has spoken some very specific things, and we're kind of speaking about those as we go along. And John is reading the word from Bob Jones that was recently reiterated again, saying it hadn't yet happened, but it's about to happen. So this is not an old broadcast you're listening to. God is a God who redeems. So in addition to talking about this word, if we get a chance in this program, we're also going to be listening to segment from the One Thing Conference from Francis Chan when he delivered this word. I think it was a word for the whole church in America, strengthen what remains. Mm. You know, strengthen what remains. What's the beginning of the word?
You have a reputation.
You have a reputation of being alive, but you're dead. And I look at personal, it's God saying, hey, wake up, come alive. Right. You know, we were dead in our sins, but God brought us back. And it's an encouraging word because if we do that, then all of a sudden this will be a part of what God is going to be doing. But we're just going to go right into kind of bring us back to where we were, because our last program we were talking about it. And we were at a certain point in the word. If you could do that.
You know, this word was given to Bob Jones. It was a vision he received back in 1994. And in the vision, it was shared with him of Dr. Cho's vision, a prophecy regarding the move of God that was coming, particularly to Pensacola, how God was going to reestablish or establish Prayer Mountain in the Pensacola region, which we talked about was, you know, Prayer Mountain is a 24-hour prayer, the longest, my understanding, the longest.
7 days a week, 24 hours a day, nonstop.
Nonstop. Over 1 million believers go to there to pray.
Mm-hmm. Which is a history of how God births things, by the way. Right. You go back and study the Moravians and all, it's just, you know, people. Just a certain amount of people says, I will pray.
Mm-hmm.
I will pray. And out of 100 people, right, with the Moravians.
100 years.
100 years, I meant. It was, I don't even, it's probably small. I don't know. 100 years, 100 people? Something.
It could have been 100 people, but definitely 100 years.
Germans that prayed, and you're looking at the First Great Awakening was birthed out of that in America, plus many other things.
John Wesley
and all that. And it's amazing. Maybe Prayer Mountain in South Korea birthed the there's no mountain there in Kansas City. Is there a mountain? There's a bump there somewhere. It's flatlands.
We went there.
Flatlands. And, but, you know, IHOP is birthing, you know, encouraging others as well. And PHOP, Pensacola House of Prayer, which we had mentioned in our previous program there as well.
Well, we're going to continue. And this is one of the things where we left off. If you just missed it, watch the previous program to find the context.
So this is a prophetic word they're saying that's about, called Paul Keith Davis. Is saying from Daphne, Alabama, a prophetic man, that saying that this is about to come to pass.
Right.
Okay.
And he's reiterating and loosed it in the Gulf Coast. The word is, the Lord said he wants to restore the lighthouse in the Pensacola area, bringing a sanctifying light in the leaderships. It is actually an invitation or opportunity for the Pensacola region to restore this lighthouse and produce a great light that will begin a move of God that will eventually cover this entire nation. I actually saw the lighthouse. It was a very old lighthouse that had been there a long time. In times past, it had been a good lighthouse providing adequate light to prevent shipwrecks. However, vandals had entered the lighthouse and vandalized the entire lighthouse, destroying the lights and causing great damage to the lighthouse. Though it had kept ships from shipwrecking previously, now shipwrecks were happening all over the area. These shipwrecks were ships of state, of churches. Or in other words, they were leaderships of churches. Leaderships of churches. One after another of the church leaderships was being destroyed on the shore because they had no major light. These vandals had entered and extinguished the lights and written all kinds of propaganda on the walls that were not from the Lord. They had written a variety of man-made slogans and slangs and slurs.
And we've seen that. We've experienced. We've seen these things taking place. And one of the things that God has shown us, we're talking about battleships and ships and all this. He's shown us the first day of broadcast. We were asked to be a trumpet in the Gulf Coast region by WHBR, Christian Television Network. And the first day that we go on television, that night, God speaks and shows a vision. And the vision is that we were on patrol on a battleship going up and down the coast and protecting the coast. And it's amazing. And so much more, being the harvest and all. But it kind of just lines up with what's going on. It's time to actually do spiritual battle. It's time to do things right. God's establishing himself in the region to birth. You know, and it's interesting. You say, well, why Pensacola? Hey, been there, asked that. You know, you asked the question. And anybody that's ever came to Pensacola, especially if you've been somewhere else, you ask that question.
Oh, yes.
And God says, it's not true. You know, it's what he's doing. That's but what this is idea. What,
it was his idea.
You know, this is what, you know, I talked about, you know, the intercessor, you know, Yolanda Dupree, when she was talking about what God showed her, is that Pensacola is a womb, the womb of the nation. Mm. And you're going to be reading about that in a moment. The womb of the nation. So things are birthed here. I remember some other words that came out during the Brownsville Revival about the Bay of the Holy Spirit and things that are happening here. But the first, it's a city of firsts. And so when I was in the city of Pensacola recently, and when I was going down to their main area down there, there's this statue they have in front of, but they have a sign right in front of this. And the sign said this: the first settlement of America. Mm. Pensacola is the first settlement. You can see this on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. Matter of fact, you might be able to throw it up while we're talking right here. But go ahead. There's a reason God's doing something in the context of this region. And it's not, don't think of it as like, oh, that's what they're going to have, whoever lives in that area. It's like, no, this is how he's going to touch the nation.
Yeah.
He's touched the world from here.
Yeah.
Now he's going to touch the nation from here.
That's right. Well, the Lord is saying, I'll give this lighthouse to any sincere person who will come and begin to clean it up and put light back in the lighthouse again. This light must be the light of the law and the lawgiver, Isaiah 33:22. This light must be the inspired light of God, and the Lord is saying he will give the inspiration through man to provide the light. If man will again begin to bring his inspired word, it will furnish delight to those leaderships. These ships have the goods. All they need now is the light of God's inspired word to prevent shipwrecks.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? Because what he was showing was this battleship and the protection. Oh, wow.
Yeah. The Lord said he will provide the light to keep them from sinking. Then we can go back and salvage what has been lost at sea. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us, Isaiah 33:22. And again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life, John 8:12. Make this area the guardian of the Gulf once again. The guardian of the Gulf is so cool. Mm. As in the past, only recently have I understood what the Vandals are. They are Christian zealots that are not going by the light of God, Romans 10:2-3.
See, we've experienced a little bit. It's like, is this, I'm your brother. Is there a reason why there's a noose around my neck right now?
Exactly.
Is this the same Bible we're reading from?
The light is the inspired word of God, and these lawless vandals are destroying the light and are writing their own meaning and interpretations, bringing great darkness to the churches. What we need is the brightness of God's light to return to the lighthouse, the inspired word of the living God. The lighthouse is the glory. The law of light will bring the tree of life, which is the glory of God. This glory will reveal straight and narrow way again. A group of ministers anointed with revelation gifts imparting hope to this area. The day after this vision, the Lord showed another vision of an old temple that had been there a long time with very old stones. I was taken to the top of this old temple and led to the edge of the roofline. I had to be very cautious and watch carefully where I placed my feet, so much so much so that I didn't want to see the vision as much as I wanted to carefully watch where I had placed my feet. It was Bobby that gave me the interpretation of this portion of the vision, because this is Paul Keith Davis talking here. The scriptures tell us that when you come into the temple of the Lord, you're very careful where you put your feet. While on top of the temple, the Lord showed me cabinets. And I asked the Lord, "Why do you have cabinets up here, Lord?" He said, "Open them." I saw that they were totally empty. When I looked into the cabinets, the Lord said, "I'm putting my leadership in this cabinet." When I asked the Lord why he was placing leadership in this cabinet, he stated that he was going to place 700 of his ministers in this cabinet, each with different type of giftings. For instance, if someone needed healing, at least one person would possess the gift of healing. If another needed a miracle, then another would be gifted with miracles. Therefore, these ministers became the cabinet of the Lord, and whatever the people needed could be found in this cabinet. The 700 ministers became the supplies in the cabinet of the Lord. There will be a place of preparation in this area for the purpose of equipping these 700 to provide the Lord's supply.
This is amazing, because when you think about, you know, the president has a cabinet, and each of these do these different responsibilities for his job. You're looking at unity and the church working together. And we've seen this before.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen what Brother Ken Summerall, a spiritual father of mine that is now with the Lord receiving his reward, when he was there watching what was going on at that time, when we sat around a table, there were 70 plus leaders from political arena, the business arena, the church. He said, "I've never seen such unity," all the way to the governor. "I've never seen such unity ever in my 70 plus years of ministry." And what happened was, just like he said, that, you know, religious folks came in and attacked it. And it was amazing. It's like, it's happening already. We got revivals being poured out in the presence of God. We're responding to the fatherless. The unity's happening already in here. In the name of religion, you know, these oracles came in that were not of God and came in and just hit it and just busted it up. But right in there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we saw that. So this unity is possible, and it's so beautiful. And we even see that when we're watching the businesses and the sponsors that stand with VFN Radio and VFN TV. Because you see them, they're saying, "Listen, I want my shingle hanging behind that I stand for God and country, and I stand for, in that order, and I stand for Israel." Because we've seen this happen before. We've seen this happen. And we're saying, God's saying, "Listen, I'm going to redeem this."
Yeah.
I'm going to redeem this.
Yeah.
I mean, even to the point where the power of God, when words were delivered in such a timely manner, that one time when this 70 plus leaders were meeting, right in the middle of that, there was a governmental meeting taking place, and God wanted, at the same time that meeting was taking place, of the what you're talking about, what they're talking about, this other governmental meeting was taking place, and so I had to leave while that meeting was going on and go to these government officials, and I had to prophesy to them.
Mm.
And I prophesied to them about Malachi 4, 5, and 6, and I told them very specifically, and you can hear more about it, hopefully it's a related topic to it, but four of them rejected it.
Mm-hmm.
They outright just rejected it over time at that point and all this type of stuff. And one of them said, they took us into this office and said, "This is good," and took like a $20 bill, unrequested, and gave money towards this, what was going on. And the four that rejected what God, this is the power of God that you're talking about. And we've seen this. And guess what? It's coming back.
Awesome.
Awesome.
And within maybe 3 to 4 months, maybe 6 months, all four of those county commissioners were removed by the governor.
Mm.
One of them ended up dead.
Dead.
Mm-hmm. One or two. And these are men you just, it was, but I don't think, they just said no. They just said no. They didn't understand that this is God. This is God's. And God replaced all four of those. And again, this happened several times, but that happened during this time. And that's the movement, when all of a sudden you're seeing men and women God, and they're speaking and God's backing it up and he's fulfilling it. The fear of God drops, and all of a sudden he's honored, and a glory zone gets set up in a place. And that's what we're believing, that God's going to have a glory zone in the Gulf Coast, that the whole nation's going to be able to come and dip their trough from and carry that back. And the same thing happened in their cities and their nations.
Yeah.
Right?
Awesome. Yes. Yeah.
That's powerful. Well, we're going to go to break and come right back. We're reading this word from Bob Jones, reiterated in the spirit from Paul Keith Davis. And he's saying that in this year, where this is not a rerun, this is a fresh broadcast, 2014, saying that it's about to take place. So we'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Well, you know, I was thinking about you guys and thinking about our
God is putting together today, establishing apostolic centers. He has established and is establishing for this next generation, this next season. We refer to them as apostolic centers or hubs, and we've talked about them before. But I want you to listen right now to Paul Keith Davis as he speaks about it prophetically as it's happening. Listen up.
We're living in the hour right now where the angels that gather message is relevant, where storehouses are being identified. Let's call them apostolic resource centers. Let's call them freedom outpost centers, as Chuck Pierce says, whatever you want to call it. The Antioch type of a model for ministry is relevant right now. Places are being identified. Leadership is being identified. The hearts of men are being examined by the eyes of the Lord, roving to and fro to see whose heart is completely His, so that He may strongly support them. And when He does find what He's looking for, He's going to give them authority. He's going to give them authority. Their words are going to have weight. They're going to begin to change the environment. They'll change the atmosphere. They'll prophesy something. We're living in an hour now where prophecy is not optional. It is mandatory. 1 Corinthians 14, you may prophesy, but I'm over in Revelation right now. Revelation 10, you must prophesy. You must prophesy again concerning many nations, tongues, tribes, and kingdoms. Why? Because the Lord has a harvest to bring in. He has a bride to awaken. He has sons of the kingdom to empower. We have some work to do. The Father's business needs to be done. And so I know that these places, Antioch was probably the purest model to what we're going to see today. Jerusalem, of course, was the first model, but it was primarily Jewish, as you know. But when Stephen was stoned, the Bible says the disciples were scattered. They went to Cyprus and settled primarily in Antioch. And all of a sudden now, the Spirit fell again in Antioch, and it became an apostolic hub where Barnabas went and found Saul of Tarsus, or Paul, brought him back there. They made that their base. They went on three missionary journeys out of Antioch. Antioch became the place where the people were first called Christ people, because they were so much like the Lord. They were identified with Him and His name. Isn't that amazing? And I believe these new models that are about to come today, these prophetic models of apostolic resource centers, of storehouses, of freedom outpost centers, will redefine the Christian definition. You'll be a Christ person. You'll be a person like Christ. John G. Lake had four experiences. On the fourth one, when the glory of the Lord came in and upon him, he said, I became a Christ man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Isn't that amazing? He said, now I didn't just have His power, I expressed His radiant nature. Wow, that blew me away when I read that way back in the 90s when I had my experience on Thrones of the Soul. And so I know the apostolic resource centers this year are being identified, places that will be given authority. We're going to win people in. We're going to go out into the wheat fields that surround the storehouse. We're going to prophesy people in. Our intercession will not just simply be intercession now. It'll be proclamation. There'll be decrees. It'll be taking authority, saying, bring them in. We're claiming them right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give them up. You know, addiction, give them up. Pornography, give them up. Whatever it is, you got to give them up. Why? Because He's given you authority to overcome, authority to destroy these shackles that have held this harvest in at bay. And they're going to come in. And when they do, we're going to train them. We're going to be given this incredible grace to train and facilitate their not only being set free of all the stuff, but also to lay a foundation of truth in them that will be so fast and so rapid it will scare you.
VFN Dream Center, think about this. An apostolic center on the Gulf Coast for the purpose of reaching the world. This is what was said, I believe, by Dr. Michael Brown. If you want to do something for God, find out what God is doing and dive in. Give yourself fully to it. Listen, this is what God is doing in the earth. He's establishing apostolic centers throughout the nation and throughout the world. It is time for us to arise and shine, for our light has come. Maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe it is. Go to VFNDreamCenter.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John, and we were talking right up front. Let's get busy on this word.
Yes. I later received the interpretation of the cabinet.
He's reading a prophetic word from
Bob Jones.
We'll continue to read.
Written by Paul Keith Davis.
Okay.
Reintroduced from 1994. He continues, says, I later received the interpretation of the cabinet as that of government. For instance, our president has placed around him men of leadership, and they are called his cabinet. The Lord's cabinet is these 700 brothers and sisters coming together in agreement, drawn by the Holy Spirit. When this cabinet is formed and complete, they'll be able to meet the needs of the people, for they will be the cabinet of the Lord and will begin to do the work of the temple as during the days of Solomon. It was during those days that the glory returned to the temple. It was a fearful thing that the Lord was showing in the vision, for you could seemingly see forever, yet I was reluctant to look that far into the distance and instead concentrated on observing one step at a time. Nevertheless, God is assembling himself a cabinet to do his bidding. These 700 ministers were sufficient to minister to 250,000 people at one time. The Lord's Woodstock. I saw crowds so sizable that you couldn't even number them. It appeared that they were forming in an open field. But the Lord is also going to begin filling auditoriums and bring these 700 ministers together in unity without strife to begin doing the work of the Lord.
And we have to say, God has shown us the stadiums, he has shown us the fields, he has shown us the harvest, and he has shown us the ships, and he's shown us these things. It's powerful. Go ahead.
The Lord gave Acts 13:22, Psalms 89:20, and Isaiah 44:28 as a support in Scripture. Men and women in unity who will perform the will of the Lord according to the desires of his heart. As the scripture tells us, the foundation will be the apostles and prophets. And after he had removed them, he raised up David to be the king. Concerning him, he also testified and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart who will do my will. Acts 13:22.
That's what he's looking for. Who will do my will? Not our ideas, not our schemes. Who will do his will? Dear God, here we are. Lord, we want to do your will. Not our will, but your will be done.
The Lord is preparing to build a temple for his sanctuary, and these brethren will be the temple of the Holy Spirit. In that place, a person must carefully watch their footing, because there will be a high level of accountability. The Lord is saying that he wants to bring 700 people together that will not quarrel with one another, but simply agree enough to where his purposes can be established in righteousness.
And God just showed me that very specifically in that city. He showed me that taking place. It was beautiful brothers, pastors, ministers coming together, and it's going
to
happen.
When you relate that to the segment,
yes.
It is what Bobby Connor is calling the coming rule of God. We can call it a temple or the kingdom of God, for he is the kingdom and he is the center of the temple. The Lord has been instructing me to go back and look at the bread that has been stored back in the 70s. As I checked that old bread or revelation, I discovered that this bread was as fresh today as it was the day it was placed upon the shelf. The Lord is saying that he has stored bread, hidden manna, and that he is about to release in this day, and that bread is as fresh today as when it was first put away. The book of Nehemiah will provide considerable insight for this revelation and for establishing of this sanctuary. Nehemiah was a deliverer and a central figure in the restoration of the temple. Unfortunately, many of today's leadership preach more from a desire for personal security than from the inspired word and leading of the Holy Spirit. This is actually a feminine quality and unsuitable for God's government. The coming leadership of apostles and prophets, both men and women alike, must possess inner strength and a total abandonment of to the Lord. They will be moved only by the fear of the Lord, not the fear of man. He continues to say that when the Mayflower made its journey, we are told that there were no lifeboats. It's now time for men of God to take chance and discover if Jesus is real. Launch into this journey with the Lord without provision for return to the old ways. It is time for us to bet it all on Jesus. Men that gamble in this nature are called men of faith. Consequently, I see that August will begin a season of shaking among leadership. The temple that I saw is actually the lighthouse of God, the real lighthouse of God that illuminates the area and gives the inspired word of God by the mouth of the anointed priests.
Wow, this is so powerful. You can catch this whole word in its entirety. We'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch. Let's believe it. Let's believe it. Yes. For our generation, our season. Lord, we're putting all of our chips on you, God. Not our will, but your will be done.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, your giving, your contributions, we're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.